Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihi Allahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. أما بعد، فقد وصف الله تعالى الرجال في سورة النور: رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. We're currently in the lead up to Ramadan. We're currently getting excited, starting to feel the excitement of Ramadan. And I want to do the best this Ramadan, this upcoming Ramadan. I want to make the most of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to reach it. However, I have to be a little bit smart. I have to analyze how I have previously spent my Ramadans, especially because last year we had a very special Ramadan. The Ramadan that we had last year exposed to us, made it very clear to us a lot of the shortcomings that we had in ourselves. It revealed a lot about ourselves. And one of the things that I learned last Ramadan was that I was lacking in the department of focus. You see, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would stand the night, he would have incredible focus. He would be standing there praying, and he would be reading, finish Surah Baqarah. And he wasn't reading to fly through the ayat. He was interacting with the ayat. He was pondering over the ayat. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam had amazing focus. He was connected in his ibadah. His connection with Allah, because of that focus, allowed him to reach the levels he reached. However, I didn't feel that. I felt that focus was something holding me back. After a few minutes, after a while, I felt like, you know, something was pulling me. I had to do something else. This lack of focus affects us. Affects us in our salah. Affects us when we make dua to Allah. Affects us when we're reading Quran. Affects us when we're making dhikr. And what I'd like to put forward to you today is that we need to focus on focus. If you realize the society that we live in, the society that we live in is actually designed, is now built to pull away focus. You do something for a few minutes and then your phone rings, message comes, got to check WhatsApp, got to scroll down your feed. This, what we're being designed to do, What we're basically training our bodies is concentrate for a few minutes, then do something else. We haven't allowed ourselves to have a strong, deep, meaningful connection, strong, long, meaningful connection to anything. And then spiritually, we suffer because of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Nur, describes what it means to be a man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took what we think is a man and changed our total understanding of it, gave us a new definition of what it means to be a man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here describes these men with two characteristics. The first characteristic is that they are not distracted. Work does not distract them from their real aim and purpose in life, which is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing is that they have drive. They have something inside of themselves that allows them to focus. That has allowed them to hone in and drives them, gives them purpose and meaning in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رِجَالٌ. As if to say, these are like special men. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything in the Quran has a meaning, something we can take from it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses man, like the word rijal, in its indefinite form. I to say, this is something amazing, something extremely important for you to take note of. That these men are very few in number. That there are many males, but there are very few men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. These people are not distracted by their work, by their buying and their selling. They're not distracted by that for the remembrance of Allah. They're not distracted by that because in their salah. They're not distracted by that with their paying of zakah. There are three points that we can take from this, that we must take from this. The first is that we need to ensure that these dunya activities do not stop us from our obligations with Allah. That our salah takes priority. So we need to ensure, number one, that it's not a barrier that's preventing us. Then number two, we need to realize that when we are in those acts of worship, we have dedicated this time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to ensure that we are not mentally being distracted, that we're not taken somewhere else. Even though I'm standing there in salah, I'm thinking about that email that I'm drafting. I'm thinking about this and that. These true men are not distracted by this work, by this dunya. When they are in this worship with Allah, they have focus. Likewise, in the paying of zakah, it's not just like this act. Your paying of zakah is a spiritual action, a purification of your money, an action that you do to help the brothers in need. And then the third thing that we can take from this. So the first thing that we take from this is that number one, these dunya things cannot prevent us. Number two, we need to ensure that dunya things do not distract us while we're in these acts of worship. Number three, we need to be such driven people, such focused people. We have complete focus. What is my purpose in life? That is to worship Allah. That we ensure that our intentions are such that when I'm working, when I'm going out to earn money, like I need to do, the implication of the ayah is that these people do work. These people are going out to earn money for their families, earning money to ensure that these people are funding the community, funding the ummah. But these people are doing that with the intention of worship. Not being distracted by worldly gain or worldly reasons. The reason that they're doing that is solely for the sake of Allah. And in this is a beautiful reminder for us to ensure that we are in constant state of renewal of our intentions. That we're constantly ensuring that we are doing this for the sake of Allah alone. Not just, you know, when I'm in the masjid, outside the masjid, all of the time, every single act of my life. Now this is hard. This is basically saying, even though you're earning money, you're not earning money because you want that money. And that goes against your principles. It goes against the nature of the human being. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us and teaches us by giving us the second description. The second description that will help you reach this level, help you reach this focus. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. These people have a purpose, have a focus, have something that drives them. That is that they know that day is coming. That day when their heart cannot stop turning around. That day when your eye cannot look straight. The intense fear that you are going to feel on that day, that must drive you. The fact that you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward. You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold to account. That day drives these real men. لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَيَزِيدَهُم مِّن فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَن يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Why do they do all of this? Why do they go and change their life? How did they fight their desire and go through all of this hardship? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reward them greater than what they did. And Allah can increase them. And Allah increases and gives without account. No end, no limit to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of these real men. These real men that have focus in life. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفره إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. قال الله تعالى رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. I'd like to end with a suggestion. With a suggestion that today we test our focus. We test to see how much concentration you can actually have in an act of worship. The last hour of Friday, the hour right before it is the Adhan al-Maghrib, is an hour where we are highly recommended to make dua. So I challenge you, myself and you, that we take some time in the last hour of today and we make dua and we see how much concentration we have in that dua. We see, this is my current level. And then we take active effort to ensure that we're doing activities, that we're doing acts of worship, and we're trying to increase our concentration, trying to increase our focus, because it is a muscle. Person that has more focus, he is able to get more focus because he's trained that muscle up. It's become stronger. And he's able to increase and increase and increase. Then you can see how weak your muscle truly is. And allow yourself to increase in that. And increase and increase. And then Ramadan will come. Allow yourself to keep increasing till you can peak in the last 10 days. In the time when you need it the most, in these last 10 days of Ramadan, you want to be at your maximum focus. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that something that we are able to do. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في الصين وفي سوريا وفي برما وفي سائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.